Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Here.
We'll take your calls on anything. Call us here for sports. Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're a very good fundamental team. It's not a lot of exotics. They give a different looks and all that, but they don't play a lot of different things. They just play very well, and they're hard to block. The linebackers fill their gaps well. They tackle well. Just a good, solid, sound fundamental football team. They don't try to out gadget you and all that. They keep you honest with a little pressure here and there, and mix in some blitz zones with their zones, but they're really just a good, solid, sound, fundamental team. You got to stop Byard. Landry's a dynamic player, and Simmons is pushes the pocket in the middle, which really helps Landry on the edge, Autry on the edge, and they're all hard to block, so they do a good job.
I guess that's Bill Belichick.
Oh no. That's an impersonator.
At first I thought that was David Andrews from an hour ago. Sort of sounded like him, and then I'm like, no, that's a longer answer than we got from him.
Bill Belichick. More on this in a moment. Bill Belichick is powered by the Oakers Company. Their TouchView contest is going on now. Oakers is providing one lucky school a free 75-inch TouchView interactive display panel with a cart. So you can move that baby around. Get details and nominate your school right now through November 30th. You've just got a few days remaining. Just go to the contest page at 98.5thesportshub.com. Enter your school to win that TouchView display. Is he okay?
I hope so.
That did not sound like him at all.
He kind of sounded like Brady going into the Patriots game in week 4.
Yeah, you're right. Which one sounded worse?
Oh, Brady.
Brady having the Rona.
Like the old man.
It kind of sounds like, I also was going to say a Don Sweeney or a John Henry, too. Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you're Johnny Sweeney, sound like this a little bit.
What's going to be going on at the Henry table tomorrow at Thanksgiving, Jones? Can you give us a little bit of that?
Linda, I need some help cutting the bird. I need a little more muscle over here. Help me out.
Why is he from New York now?
Can you chew it up for me and baby bird the bird into my mouth? Thanks.
Can you chew it up and put it in my mouth?
Thanks.
Jesus, Jones.
I need some help.
They did buy a hockey team this year.
Some help.
Jones.
You're going to have the Penguins
masticating.
Game on in
the background? That's masticating. That's chewing. I need some help with that. Yes.
They bought a hockey team. Yeah. Yeah. It's good for the baseball team. Not signing anybody.
Who was crossed off the Heim Bloom big board today?
Steve Matz.
What did he sign for?
I saw the Mets owner got really really crooked about that on Twitter.
Steve Cohen got very upset about that. The Mets owner is tweeting. He's tweeting his way through it. No, yesterday Morgan was needling Tyler Milliken a little bit and said, DeSclafani and Cobb or whoever signed, I forget. The pitchers that signed.
Oh, Houston retained
the
what's
Giants.
His name too? Yeah.
And Milliken said, Steven Matz is still out there. Another day. Another target
one of
crossed
many
off
names
the big
still out
one
there.
Now he's
many.
Just on to the next guy.
Yep. I mean,
I got a name.
One fewer.
I mean,
I guess there's still many, but one fewer, yes.
Jones, I got one the Red Sox don't even have to compete for.
Great.
Rafael Devers.
Ooh.
Where's his contract extension?
I don't know. Rays are throwing around money like crazy. Red Sox can't spend a dime, so I don't know. It's kind of up is down, black is white. We're spotting dimes eating onions. Yeah.
Got a bite of gravy.
Got to save it for the hockey team. Yep. Save it for the Penguins.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Any more tomorrow? Any more from Henry tomorrow? I love it. It's so much. So good.
What time? What time are the football games on? Oh, I don't know if I can make it until noon. Gonna need a cat nap. Check out.
All right, Bert Breer is with us.
I'm good with him continuing with the impressions.
As am I.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's go to Jeff in Nashville. Hey, Jeff.
What is going on? What an all-star cast minus Hardy today. But
yeah, Hardy's ducking me today.
Pretty nuts. But while I was on hold, I heard from my baby sister Marielle out in Oregon that she's getting married to her exceptional fiance Brendan Gibbons. So welcome to the family, Brendan. Now, I did want to wish each of you guys a happy
congratulations to your sister.
Thank you. Thank you. Show related, I'm thankful for Milliken's addition to the mix. I appreciate each of you guys. And speaking of being thankful, has anyone confronted Louth with a happy Thanksgiving yet?
All right. Now, hold on, Jeff. I'm glad you brought Louth up.
It's a good question.
Louth's been walking around here, Beetle, just like floating around. Nobody's in the building today. What's Louth even doing?
I know why he's there today.
Hang on.
You want to hear the story?
Trying to get away from his family?
Wait. Nope. I thought people were supposed to be here until 12:30.
Yeah, right, Jones.
Back in the old days, yeah.
A.M.
Yeah, seriously. I got the email that said we close at 12:30. Right. We have been closed.
When the station's been crunching and going at it and trying to build a brand here. Yeah, those are the good old days.
A quick question. Are the on-air guys working this weekend? Will they be working tomorrow? Will they be working Friday? Just a question.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
The answer is yes, because it's always yes, by the way.
Well, some of the on-air people, I certainly won't be.
Right.
Yes.
No, I know. No, I understand what he's saying.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The programming staff works.
Oh, the radio station keeps going even when there's a holiday. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. Yes, yeah. That's my point.
So you got a point on Louth.
My point on Louth is this. I know why he's there today. And it's, oh, I just kicked my camera. I'm sorry. The reason why is because.
We can see the other blank wall now.
Let me tell you something, Breer. When this place gets set up properly in the coming days and weeks, it's going to blow your basement out of the water. No way.
Game over for water.
Oh, I can say it.
Louth had to come in because he was picking up a smoked turkey and needed to pick up the Thanksgiving meal, and it's near the office.
He's here out of convenience.
He's only in the office today because he's in the area to pick up the Thanksgiving meal that is being prepared
shuffling papers.
I think Andy Husbands is involved in the prep of the Louth holiday meal.
That's a cagey move.
That's a corporate move. Who's preparing the Thanksgiving meal? Oh, I get a little help from Andy Husbands, you know, award-winning pitmaster. Like, oh, gee.
Makes Louth look good at home.
It's like a personal chef.
Doesn't take a day off.
I was just going to say, you don't have to swap out a day.
Yep.
You don't have to deal with your family on top of it. That's all good. Win all the way around.
Just a savvy vet, Jim Louth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that who you think he is?
Yep. Little help from the smoke shop on that one, from what I understand. Where are those guys been, by the way? Where the hell are they? So.
I don't know.
They haven't been around. All right. So there you go. That's why. So what's he doing? Floating around that office?
Smoke. I like good smoke barbecue in Blackstone.
Mm-hmm. Haven't been there.
That's great.
I'll put it on my list. Hang on, I wrote it down. Steak 48 in Houston.
Steak 48.
I've been to Steak 48.
Nice.
Is it good? Is it good, Bert? You like it?
The steakhouses in Texas are fantastic across the board.
Longhorn's even good there, and I love Longhorn. Like, you get a better steak in Texas at Longhorn.
So my phones are locked up here, so you got to handle that somewhere back there.
Okay, let me see here. Let's go to Jake. Jake in Boston.
The Jake?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, mines are locked up, too.
Oh, so it's not a me problem.
Nope. We are locked up. Broke the system again.
I can pull them up.
All right, manual
Jake,
control.
Jake in Boston.
Boys, you think any of the reporters down there are going to ask Bill when he's going to get his booster? Too much positivity. And we're talking too much about 2001 when I think we should be talking about 2006-07. Specifically the playoffs when the Patriots all got the flu, ran out of gas against Indy, and could have won that Super Bowl had they won this game. Seasonal COVID here, you see the numbers are going up. They're going to throw a major wrench in the NFL season, and it's going to be mass chaos. So all of these nerds, the PFFs of the world, they're not talking about the most important factor. Who gets COVID? Who doesn't? Who has natural immunity? Who doesn't? Tom Brady, natural immunity, had COVID already. Aaron Rodgers will eventually have immunity. Ben Roethlisberger, immunity. Lamar Jackson, immunity. Mac Jones doesn't, and Bill Belichick.
Cam Newton.
Cam, look out for Carolina, according to Jacob Boston.
Immunity.
Yes.
All right.
If you want to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Get COVID.
Oops.
That was the best point.
Get your COVID out of the way early.
Okay, yeah, we got his anti-vax point. We get it. We get it, Jake.
Get COVID before January.
Here's a question, though, Bert. He wears dark sunglasses and asked us to blur out his face. There is a point in there that's worth discussing, and that is how people are acting maybe differently this year than they were a year ago when the NFL did a really good job handling the COVID situation down the stretch. We'll pick that up with Bert Breer and get more of your calls on the other side.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
That will not be a recycled take.
Right.
It's a retake.
It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Day before Thanksgiving, Bert Breer is with us. We're thankful for you, Bert. Thankful.
I'm thankful for T-Bone putting my mic on. Thanks, Tom.
Sometimes he puts them on. Bert, last year, we talked about this. I remember you and I and all of us talking together about how the NFL had done a good job of convincing their players to be very cautious down the stretch. And there were veteran team leaders that were saying to younger guys, hey, we really need you to take care of your business. We need you to limit the amount of people you're seeing. We need you to sort of stay home. You know, this is about winning football games. This is about you being available and not getting caught up in testing. I don't think we're living in the same world a year later.
Nope, we aren't.
I think it's going to be a much harder case for anybody to be making to younger players or any players on a roster. And I know there's some concern in the NFL with the upcoming weekend here with Thanksgiving and there being a lot of families traveling to stay with players and have, you know, Thanksgiving with their family and their regular people at the end of the day. Who knows if that was going on a year ago? You've got Christmas coming up before the playoffs. I mean, there's a lot to consider here that maybe the league did a players did a really good job last year, and it just may not be the same this year. And to go back to that call from Jake, COVID could play potentially a bigger factor this year down the stretch and in the playoffs than it did a year ago.
And we've already seen it. I mean, like, we've seen it take Cliff Kingsbury off the sideline in Arizona for a big game they had against Cleveland. When the Patriots were playing the Browns, Nick Chubb, like one of the Browns' two or three best players, wasn't on the field because of it. So you have to think that if over the first 3 months of the season, when the weather's okay in most places, it wasn't spreading, it was spreading to the point where it was taking people that were significant off the field, then in all likelihood, it's only going to get worse from here when the weather in cities like this one.
Well, Flacco
gets
and
bad.
Mike White have it, right?
Yeah.
Right. Flacco and Mike White
Flacco, now Flacco's like a different case because Flacco's unvaccinated, so he was a close contact of Mike White.
He's out this week, right.
And then they're going to have to push Zach Wilson back out there, which, I mean, my understanding was it was sort of purposeful that they didn't have Wilson out on the field, and now they're in a position where they got to play him again. And so it'll be interesting to see the way that one goes, too. But, like, across the board, we're not out of the woods when it comes to this as far as how it's going to affect the NFL. And, I mean, the upshot is I think we probably won't have, like, Tuesday and Wednesday games the way we did last year. But, I think it's certainly on the table, the idea that significant players are going to be coming off of good teams over the next 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're 11 games into this thing now to where I think, you know, you feel pretty comfortable that the season's going to go on as scheduled.
No, I agree, it's not about missing players, though.
Yeah,
I mean, I know they're missing players.
It's about, like, is Chad Henne starting?
It's about matchups,
like,
right?
Week 14 for the Chiefs.
Do you get a break? Because Mahomes can't play?
Right.
I don't think it's about the season continuing.
I think it's about, you just lost your coach or you lost your starting left tackle.
Right.
You know?
No, that's what I was saying. And I'm doubling down what Bert said. Like, there's not going to be the Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, games in limbo.
Right.
You know, sitting around waiting to play.
And to Beatles' point, like, it's a little harder to convince younger guys now who are vaccinated not to go to the bar on a Thursday or Friday night, right? Like, so like last year, one of the things that was a huge part of this was they were restricted from doing basically anything. Like, they all had to live like hermits over the course of the NFL season. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't, then they were at risk for getting fined or suspended or all the rest of it.
It was the biggest deal that Cam met, you know, Stephon Gilmore for dinner right. in Seaport. People went nuts over that.
And now 94, 95% of the league, they aren't living under those rules, right?
No.
And so, like, those guys are out there, and if they're and there are places now that are open that weren't open last year this time of year, right?
Correct.
Like, yeah, sure. Like, a lot of cities that, like, now some places were wide open this time last year, but there are a lot of other cities that, like, where stuff was still shut down. And now, like, the 23, 24, 25-year-old kid has the option to go to the bar or the club on a Friday night where he didn't last year. So all of that could come into play, absolutely.
And did we ever get our answer on the Patriots and their vaccination level? We never did, right? They never hit that, whatever. Nope. What was the threshold? 80, I think 80%, 85%?
Yeah, like, they were fine. They got over the threshold. I think we would have heard it if
I don't see many guys walking around with masks.
I don't think they're at 100%, but I think they're pretty close.
Yeah. But I mean, just even traveling, noticing the difference. Like, we went out to L.A., and it's like everybody's masked up even outside because they're very cautious out there. Atlanta, wide ass open.
Yep.
Like, even at the stadium, like, workers, nobody had masks on.
Yeah, and you sort of wonder about that. You know what I mean? Like, if you're in a place that's a little more lax, like, you know, places, let's call it what it is. Like Zoe said, in the Deep South, you know, I don't think it's a coincidence that Tennessee got hit with this a little earlier in the year, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a coincidence. Like, so
imagine the people, too. If Tennessee's wide open, too, in Nashville, and you're getting that flux of people in at those bars on that street, the up and down.
Oh, you are shoulder to shoulder.
You're shoulder to shoulder. I mean,
from people from all over the country.
It's a destination. Yeah. Nashville's a destination.
All right. Let's go to your phone. 617-779-0985. Jimmy is in New Bedford. Hi, Jimmy.
Jimmy! Hey, what's happening, buddy?
Hey.
All right. One question for Mr. Zolak first.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. You need to take control of your huddle over there.
What's the question?
No, not that wasn't a question. That was just a comment.
No, I know
rather.
It's not the question. Just ask the question.
Oh, my question is about, I want to get back to the Josh McDaniels.
Yep.
Should he go anywhere else?
Me to clean my huddle up?
Oh, keep those guys quiet.
Hey, whoa, easy. One guy stalks in the huddle. One guy speaks in the
So
huddle.
Jones is like the Look slot receiver me. Over there?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey, Jones, pay attention. What's
I gotta
the
be
call?
I got to be the quiet fullback.
We're going on two here. Hold your water.
Yeah. Okay.
What are you tapping in the background there?
I think Beto's like the malcontent receiver.
Nope. Right? What was the tapping? What was that?
I think that was him. That was the caller, I think.
He has a pack of smokes or something. Is that how they do that?
Yeah. That may have been it.
That's how they do it down in New Bedford.
He probably had to step outside the bar for a minute to
just got done
make
fishing,
that point.
Right?
Yep.
Big fishing town down there, right?
Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Getting an early start.
Just got off the boat.
Cut across five lanes, Trav.
He's got to meet up with Irene at the bar.
Nobody ever told me goodnight, Irene.
Matt's in Newport. Hey, Matt.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Good morning.
Steve said.
Really? Is that right, Matt? Who's playing with the call screener?
Hello there.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right, Matt.
Yeah.
Matt.
Thanks for the call. Happy Thanksgiving, Matt.
It's big.
Joey in Kingston. Joey.
Oh, that was pretty funny. Listen, great crew this morning, I think.
It is.
And listen, you guys have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Nothing wrong with Zozo.
Nothing wrong at all. Great, you guys have a great huddle this morning. Anyways, I want to...
Yeah, we're going
to
call it the sports huddle. Yeah.
It's a great huddle. Eddie did that.
Anytime
oh my God! Speaking of Eddie Edelman, when you call the show in honor of Eddie, you have to say gobble gobble.
Yeah, we're going to call it the gobble, sports huddle.
Gobble gobble to you.
No, listen, when you get Jones and Bird on, you got a good crew there this morning. Mm. Anyways, I want to talk about Mac Jones. I think he's got a sneaky toughness to him. Mm. Don't be fooled by those little boy looks. He's been taking his share of licks beginning of the season. I saw him get drilled at the Dallas game, third and goal, and he got drilled into the ground, and he got up, and he, you know, greeted all the defensive guys coming in.
Yeah, so, it was a Randy Gregory hit when he got demolished.
He got nailed. So with that said, Bert, a couple questions, because you're the inside guy. I see him as a tough guy. How about his teammates? Do they see him as a true leader and a tough guy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's something that's been apparent from the beginning, and it's something you heard stories from Alabama about it. Like, I don't know if you guys heard the ones about him running the scout team and basically trash-talking Nick
Saban. Oh,
yeah,
the scout team story. I heard
that
one. Yeah,
I mean, like, there are a lot of stories about his competitiveness, and it's the same sort of thing you hear about a lot of quarterbacks, that he's a little edgier than you might think. And, yeah, I mean, I think we've seen that early in the year, and David Andrews actually brought it up on his own after one of the games. I don't remember which game it was. Maybe it was the Houston game, where David Andrews got up there and said, "Ten's a tough son of a gun." Like, I think that you see the way his teammates are. Like, the best example to me was after the Tillery hit in L.A., where his teammates immediately rushed to his defense. Is that a paper football, though?
Yeah.
Beetle, the studio's falling apart without you in here.
Yeah, it always does.
No, yeah. I like how Zoe has to clean up the huddle.
Yeah.
Zoe's the one who has to clean up the huddle. He's the one who's keeping everybody on the straight and narrow there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, Beetle's over there with nothing over his shoulders.
It's a nice room.
I got a couple things over my shoulders for you, Bert.
Yeah, we saw that. Yeah.
Wow, that'd be there, too.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. All right.
Can we get a screenshot of that?
We've got more with Bert Breer. We've got more with Bert and Jones and Zoe and the huddle coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org. In partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zone Beetle.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone.
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm not even going to answer your question. I'm going to tell you, we got to get macaroni and cheese off the table. All right, guys. It's just cheese and noodles. Going up, and I'm getting on my soap opera. It's just cheese and noodles, and it's not that good. Let's be honest, guys. Everybody's probably here. It's a little lactose, so it messes up our stomachs. And we got to get it off the table. It's probably one of the most overrated dishes. But my favorite is dressing. I do love dressing. So get a macaroni and cheese off the table, and it'd be a much better Thanksgiving for everybody in the house.
Wow. So I'm assuming he means by dressing, stuffing, right?
Yeah.
Because he's Southern.
Yeah.
Right.
Salad dressing. He likes to drink it by the cup.
I don't know.
It's Matthew Judon, by the way. I know that clip has been circulating the last day. Mac Jones also said he's out on pies.
I am too.
I'm more okay with that than I am the mac and cheese thing.
No, he said apple pie specifically, right? I don't think he's... Did he say...
I think he said all pies, didn't he?
Oh, okay.
Oh, I think he's out on pie. Okay. Not a pie eater.
I'm not a huge pie guy either, though.
No. Love pie.
So I'll dive right in there.
I'll eat pie, but like you've got to be in a mood to eat pie. And it's got to be the right kind of pie.
You're going to be in a pie-eating mood?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
There's nothing worse than the gluttony that's going to take place tomorrow.
Careful, because you don't want to hurt your neck.
Oh, let's hurry up and get some pie in there. You know?
Yeah.
Like you're force-feeding yourself the pie.
Force-feeding yourself the pie.
You are.
Or maybe there are people that just like pie, and they're not force-feeding themselves pie.
Special kind of person. I think you got to have a taste for it. Yeah.
All right. So
the mac and cheese thing was out of left field, though, because I don't know anybody who doesn't like it.
Stunning. But I get it on that day because you have
someone. Yeah, I think he's saying
somewhere.
On that day.
I'm with Jones on that. No, but I added it this year.
But I think it sounded to me like he just doesn't like it, period.
He said, yeah, it's just all it is noodles and cheese.
Right.
And
I think he's down on mac and cheese all the time.
He's down on mac and cheese.
That wasn't like a it's not good on Thanksgiving thing. That was, why are you so crazy about noodles and cheese? That was the take.
And we're all a little lactose. And
he's kind of right.
You don't want to fill up bathrooms.
But why do we like
there's one of these memes. There's one of these pick one images that are out there. And there are nine things in the you got to eliminate one from Thanksgiving forever. And this is what it sort of fits into. Here are the nine things in the image. Turkey.
Yep.
Rolls.
Yep.
Mashed potatoes.
Yep.
Mac and cheese.
Yep.
Stuffing or dressing, as Matthew Judon called it.
Mm-hmm.
Pies. Green bean casserole.
Yep.
Ham.
Yep.
And gravy. You got to take one of those out forever.
Throw the pie out and put the gelled cranberry in there.
I think you don't get to add anything.
Yeah, I think you get rid of ham.
You just get rid of something.
I'm doing two hams tomorrow.
Ditch ham.
I'm doing two hams tomorrow. I have more people in my house that eat ham than a damn turkey. Turkey sucks.
You need two. Okay, well, then get rid of turkey. My whole thing is I was going to say you need two meats. Like, pick a meat.
You got to smoke it. That's why.
I'm with Jones on this. You got to pick a meat. You got to be one or the other.
Yeah.
Nope.
Pick a meat.
Nope, I'm going to eliminate something else.
Team, I'm eliminating green bean casserole.
You're so wrong about that. Green bean casserole.
I'll eliminate rolls because I know there's people come to the house and they got to have their damn pie.
And Zoe and I have already established our love of green bean casserole.
Oh, you need the green bean casserole.
That's over.
I want the roll too because I want to dunk up everything
at the
end.
You need the roll. The roll's good.
Rolls are a staple. Those can't go anywhere.
Tom, while we're talking here, dig up the Les Miles description of the last bite of Thanksgiving dinner because there's nobody. Ever.
Well, that guy.
To walk this planet that has described what Thanksgiving dinner tastes like, the last bite, what you do with it, and all that. Les crushed it.
I think that clip is so overrated.
I don't trust him because that guy eats grass.
Yeah.
That guy would eat blades of grass off field. I don't trust that guy's taste buds at all.
We found out a lot of things about Les Miles over the last few years.
Well, he's an odd duck.
Yeah. He's got some interesting tastes.
Yeah.
I am the easiest man to please when it comes to food. I have to be honest.
All right, stop for a second. Jones, you hear that?
Yes.
He's already telling you I don't have a refined palate.
It's a good point. I'll
eat anything.
Yep. That does make this a bit overrated. Because
I do not discriminate against foods that taste terrible. That's what he's telling you.
The man chews like a cow. He chews on grass. I'm not going to trust this guy's taste, but go ahead.
I think it's definitely the turkey with a warm gravy.
You don't say.
Maybe it's the last... spoon or fork of food on the plate, you know, that has a little bit of salt and pepper and maybe a little bit of the turkey and gravy and some of the stuffing that would be there and maybe just a smidgeon of that cranberry stuff.
You're describing Thanksgiving.
That kind of overwhelm the last bite. But that right there, oh my goodness, right?
Yeah.
That last bite's worth a lot. I might add, that the turkey sandwich with mayonnaise, mustard, and onions, and a little salad, a little lettuce, kind of makes for good eating later too.
The mustard mayo combo is underrated.
However, he goes with his sandwich. He's saying that turkey on Thanksgiving, cranberry sauce, gravy, mashed potatoes are all good.
Yep.
And guys, guess what? Revolutionary idea.
Yep.
Leftovers for turkey sandwiches. Oh my God.
Wow.
This guy nailed it.
You're missing the point. It's how he described it. Yeah, we all know we get those ingredients on Thanksgiving Day.
You're all missing the point.
He described the final taste.
That sandwich was disgusting.
Everyone has their own taste.
He eats it with a spoon.
or a fork. But I like mustard with a sandwich. That's fine. But your Thanksgiving sandwich, I don't need mustard on that. Maybe some mayo, but then it's all the
hot
other.
Mayo.
Then
mustard, it's all the I'm other. Hot mayo. Mustard and mayo is an underrated.
No, of course it is. But I'm saying for a Thanksgiving sandwich, I don't want mustard on there. Are you slamming mustard all over your turkey that you eat?
Jones,
at the table?
Go. What's your leftover turkey sandwich? Go.
Okay, bread, obviously.
Yeah.
I will put some mayo on there. Cranberry sauce, stuffing, gravy.
Yes.
Turkey. That's it. No vegetables. I don't want any vegetables on that thing.
I like the gravy on the side.
You got to toast the bread.
A little bit of gravy.
Toast the bread.
I would toast the bread. Not a must, but I would toast the bread.
Yeah. You smear the cranberry sauce on one piece of bread. You put the mayo on the other.
Oh, so I put the mayo and the cranberry together, but I hear what you're saying.
Like one on each side.
Yep.
Bring them together.
Yeah. It's bringing the world together. I just
can't believe it, though. Wow. I mean, that's a new idea.
Yeah.
You like dark or white meat, Jones?
I would lean dark.
Yeah, I'm heavy dark meat.
Yeah.
I don't like the white meat. I just like you need like a quarter of gravy.
Well, you got to have it be cooked properly to enjoy the white meat.
Yeah, maybe you got
that's a good point because the white meat can't get dry.
You can cut it too quick, smoke bird.
Yeah,
if you cut it too quick and if you actually cut it too thin. So I was watching this on the Food Network. Gordon Ramsay again.
Got to let that turkey cool.
Make sure your turkey slices on the white meat are thick. And it retains the juices.
The juices, yeah.
He said the thinner that you slice,
the white turkey. I'm thinking it makes sense, like paper. That's when all the juices leave. But you're better to do thick cuts of the white turkey, but block it up like chunks instead of full slices. Square it up.
Keeps the flavor.
Yeah.
Good tip.
Yeah, he's the pro, not me.
Unless you're Louth and you just pay some, you know,
bless your Louth,
pitmaster to do it for you.
Who already left the building. Must be nice to beat
While you're on the clock, Beetle, I might add.
By the way, they're not even trying out there. The lights are just off out there. They're like not even trying.
That's what happens with inactivity.
Louth's already gone.
It's 12:47, Jones. They've been gone for a day and a half.
Nothing like beating traffic, Louth.
The lights are out. Yeah. That doesn't even happen at night all the time.
Louth's like 24 right now.
Yeah. Louth's another weirdo. He puts Lay's potato chips, the thin ones, on his sandwiches.
Oh, I've heard of that. I don't personally do that, but I've heard of people who put chips on their
sandwich.
I don't do
that, but that sounds okay.
Yeah, like a bit much.
Is your issue the Lay's or is your like the flat chips?
Well, because it's the same idea as putting fries on a sandwich.
Like, let's be weird today. Let's like just be weird all of a sudden, but you don't do it any other
day. You've had fries on a sandwich before. Absolutely. Sort of the same idea.
No.
I don't think I've ever had that, and that doesn't seem to make sense to me.
I can understand
it. You got to put fries and coleslaw, though, but the coleslaw.
It's like a Permane Brothers. Yeah,
egg drop.
Nick in the car has been hanging on. Nick in the car has a revs point here, Zo, for you. Wants to talk. Yeah.
Hey, Zo, how you doing?
Good.
So as riveting as the discussion has been about what might happen in 2 months if all the chips fall perfectly, a team that is much closer to a championship and definitely deserving of some conversation is the Revs, who play on Tuesday. And they have literally their toughest challenge is this Tuesday's game. Yep. If they get past NYCFC, then they're pretty much on a good path for that championship, especially with the Seattle Sounders losing last night. And, you know, also New England, we love winners.
Yep.
We love, you know, teams that are on the top, and this team is ascending quickly. And these playoffs are going to be huge for the Revs and this market just on a reputation and prominence standpoint. They have, like, you know, they got the players that are winners. They got the formula, the coach. Bruce Arena is amazing.
He'll join us in 10 minutes.
We got Bruce coming on.
We got Bruce coming on in 10 minutes. And I totally agree with you on it all, and I'm actually going to try and get over to one of these games.
Oh?
But you can fill the bus. Yeah, you can around here.
You're going to go like you went to a Red Sox
game. To go to a Revs game, yes. Yeah. Yep.
Like that time you went to a Red Sox game? There, you
said, I went to a Red Sox game and Sherry said,
this you're getting on the bandwagon. What? I understand. Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty cool. Yeah. I should go to more games.
That was kind of like, that sounded like a soccer snob call.
Oh, it totally is. It's okay.
They get all bent out of shape.
Well warranted.
They spend more time getting pissed at us for not talking about their Revs.
Riveting,
I don't know. Like,
riveting is this conversation.
When you listen to our show as much as people do, and people out there do, we see the numbers. Yeah. What do you think we're gonna? What would you like us to break down Rev wise? No in our show.
Well, see, what is it that we're going to provide you
with? What are we missing?
Would be valuable.
The problem with those people. The problem with those people is the same people who are upset with you for not watching it are going to be the people who are correcting you every 5 seconds.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the hockey hardo.
You don't know what you're talking about, right?
That's the hockey hardo paradox.
The hockey hardo is the same person. It's the same sort of person. Yeah,
right.
Snob.
We get the hockey players on. They say we talk hockey. They turn us off.
That's fine. Listen. All I ask is that if you're going to complain about it, go complain to another show.
Yeah.
We talk to Bruce every week. We got players on.
Yeah. Call the night show.
Call the night show. Yeah. Call Felger and Mass.
Yeah, call
Petro and Rich.
Yeah.
Don't call us and complain about that.
I would actually listen if Felger and Maz got flooded with Revolution.
I'll speak some pitch. They've done it. Mike likes soccer. He does.
Okay.
He actually does.
Does he follow the MLS?
I think it's more of the international type game.
See, that's what most of my friends who were like I grew up with who played soccer, most of them follow the European soccer. They don't follow MLS.
But there's like people that look down upon it. Like, oh, soccer. Like, I don't look down upon it.
No.
I don't know a lot about it. But I'm going to sit here like, talking soccer. Mm-hmm. Stupid. No.
Bert, have you heard about Aaron Rodgers' new injury that he's dealing with his toe?
COVID foot?
Yeah. I did not know about this, but I see a story that is now trending about this. You had it, Zo?
I had it.
No kidding. We'll get to that. We'll get to that coming up next. We'll talk to Bruce Arena at 1 o'clock.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You say dialogue, so says.
It's nice to have sort of this open dialect with you to where.
Dialogue,
what'd I say?
Dialect.
I said dialect.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand. Approaching the 1 o'clock hour, Aaron Rodgers dealing with a foot injury. It is COVID toe. He admitted this to Pat McAfee's show. And this foot phenomenon, according to a story in the Wall Street Journal, is impacting younger people who have battled the virus. It's common among younger people who have battled COVID-19. A dermatologist speaking to the Wall Street Journal said, it's a sign of the body's enduring immune response to it. It can be extremely painful. It can leave lesions on toes and turn them purple. Mm-hmm. The condition made Rodgers come off the field in his last game before halftime. Jordan Love came on to take the snap before halftime. Esther Freeman, the principal investigator for the COVID-19 dermatology registry,
Jesus,
he says that those who are fearful of COVID toe, the best way to avoid COVID toes
sounds like a company you don't want to buy from.
Right. The best way to avoid COVID toes is to get vaccinated. So you had COVID toe.
I did. Yeah.
What did that
discoloration?
Mean?
My middle toes, the three middle toes got numb, like on both feet. It was weird. It wasn't like it was, you know, when your foot falls asleep and you can feel it like pins and needles.
Yeah.
It wasn't pins and needles. It was just numbness. You'd walk in like, something feels weird, and then you grab your foot. Like, holy crap, I can't feel me touching the tip of my toes. And then eventually it went away, but it stuck around for about a month.
So no lesions, no discoloration.
No lesions, no.
No pain. No,
I think they were a little purple, like, they, but not like heavy purple. I didn't have a severity that's being described there. No, it was definitely COVID toe.
No, I'm saying you think they were purple? I feel like I would know if my toes were purple.
They look cold. They look cold.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, you put your feet outside, or you don't have, and your feet get cold, and you come inside, and they look purple.
A little purple. They had a real frostbitten appearance.
Mild frostbite. Yes, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely had that though. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. COVID toe.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Put your shoes on, walk around. You're like, hey, wow, this is pretty cool. I got some numb toes in here.
It doesn't sound like something you want.
No, you don't want it.
Yes. Yeah, so
well, unless you're Rex Ryan.
Won't even feel it when I sniff it. You don't even know my nose is there.
So right. In true Aaron Rodgers fashion, though, he sort of, like, the way he talked about it to McAfee,
he
just left enough for interpretation so we can all fill in the blanks on our own.
Typical Aaron.
Which is what he always does. Yeah.
I noticed he left that game early before halftime, and I'm like, what is his problem? He can't even go out there
to
take
the
knee. Right, I didn't even know he could, Love had to go out and take the knee, and I'm like, why, he can't go out there to take the knee? What's he going to do?
He was putting his toes in front of the space heater.
I had no idea, trying
to melt off the frostbite.
All right, we got a couple guests. Bert, I think we're going to say goodbye to you.
All right, Bert. Happy Thanksgiving, Bert.
Bye, Bert.
Take care of your huddles, though.
I will, buddy. Clean this huddle up. That's what I'm trying to do right here. Organize this thing. We're going to talk to Bruce Arena next after a quick Hub headline by Jones. And then we have another special guest on the other side of Bruce Arena. Stay tuned.
Go Buckeyes.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.